The train swung around a corner, out of control now, going too fast with no one manning the controls. The engine tilted to one side, threatening to derail. Between that tilt and her shaking hands,
shit!
Mildred dropped three bullets before she locked one in the gun and closed the chamber. And by then, Hasky was on the plate with her, the whites of his eyes now an irritated red that matched the furious color of his face beneath the smeared coal dust. He reached for her.
You're not doing anything!
Hasky's chest erupted in an explosion of blood. He staggered a step back, then another, teetering on the edge of the cab's deck. For a moment, time seemed to stand still. Then, the out-of-control steam train took another bend in the tracks, going far too fast. And as it lurched, Hasky went tumbling sidewards and off the deck, disappearing from view. Recovering from the shuddering corner, Doc saw the cruel smile tugging at the edges of Tunnock's lips and wondered what he had to smile about. Then Tunnock twisted his left wrist with a flick, and a second pistol appeared in the palm of his hand, a little two-shot Colt about half the size of his six-shooter.
You see, what you didn't realize is I am what they call ambidextrous.
Doc didn't even raise his Lamah. Aiming upwards, he simply shot from his hip. A single .44 caliber slug through Tunnock's throat, just as the man drew back the trigger on his Colt. The little Colt's shot went wild. Doc wasn't even fazed. He had already shifted his aim to the two bandits behind Tunnock as they dived for their abandoned weapons, tagging them both before either man even realized what had hit him. Doc advanced, firing again. Tunnock's first henchman went down clutching his chest, and Doc caught the second man as he leapt for the window that had been shot out.
Oh God!
The side of his face seemed to explode in a bloom of red. As he disappeared through the window, his body torn from view by the train's excessive speed. Tunnock had slumped forward across a seat back, his left hand still clasped around the little two-shot. Then Doc took another pace forward and aimed at Tunnock's head point blank, firing the shot that put the man out of his misery. Doc turned, facing all the passengers.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Two men dove down behind seats, one dragging his lady with him. When he saw the look on everyone's face, Doc lowered the gun he had not consciously realized was still pointed out before him.
It's all right now. I won't hurt you. It's all over.
Only it wasn't over. Mildred turned back to the engine controls and searched for the brake,